This is Ted.
All right. Ted, I've got you. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, I'm the person who asked those last few questions. And regarding the question on in-kind contributions, even if it's not in the budget, if we know that someone is mowing the lawn or doing some other service to the station, there should be a record of it so that we know that we don't have to spend money on a lawn service being covered by volunteer time. And people do get memberships, or they're eligible to get memberships in this foundation as a result of doing that kind of work. So to say it's not being recorded is to say we're not following the bylaws. And regarding the statement that I'll stop and I'll ask another question after you answer that one.
So if someone's cutting the grass, it's their responsibility to let someone know that and ask for a proper statement to be given to them so that it's noted in their account. I can't just go on somebody coming up to me a year later saying, oh, by the way, I cut your grass, or I did this. So that's why it's not acknowledged, because you don't just, it's not just assumed.
My response to that is that it has to be a two-way street. We have to tell people, here is a book. If you volunteer your services, not only do you need to, we appreciate your service, but if you, we would like to make sure that we are aware of it by you putting in what you did, how long it took, and any other information that's pertinent. Regarding
right, that's what the sign-in, yeah, and that's what the sign-in sheet was for at the desk. But most people aren't that petty to where they're like, I need credit for everything I do.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark to the stack.
And, hey, Ted, just because I understand kind of where you're coming from, so typically what I'm accustomed to, which may be different than what you guys have done, but typically if I have somebody coming to me and they say, hey, I'm going to mow your lawn for the summer, I would love to do that. What I would do is I'd present them a piece of paper, and I would say, okay, what is the value that you place on this if you were to do it every week for 7 weeks? Oh, it's $150. Great. I take that into Markeisha. She gives them an official letter that we acknowledge that they're doing it for the value that they believe it is, and both sides are taken care of. But in most cases, they don't do that, or they haven't been doing that. So I think that all we need to do is be really aware that when somebody is offering their time, especially if it's a long-term thing, or even if it's just a one-time fix of something, take the time to say, look, let me grab something that I need from Markeisha before you get started, and we can fill it out so that way we absolutely have counted what you've done. And that'll take care of it from that point forward.
Thank you, David. What I want to say is this is not a matter of pettiness. This is a matter of us putting in the budget that things that we ordinarily would have to pay for, we're not paying for, so we're getting it for free. So it does have a financial consequence. The other thing I want to say is that just because the people in Los Angeles are telling you that the information regarding itself is not something that should be public, that doesn't mean that they are right. I want to see where it says in some document that this matter is to be kept private. If it's not okay. Something that's
there
been passed, I want it to be consistent.
Okay, so let me see if I can help out here, and if
on,
I'm
please.
Wrong, then I will know. But typically, typically, in most nonprofits, we have to file a Form 990 that has to be posted to the public. Now, I do know that Pacifica is in the process of catching those up. And so, once those get caught up, those will become a member of the public filings that we do, and people can pull up those 990s and look at them. But I just don't think that at this particular moment, they're caught up. I know they're working on it. I know they have caught up several years, but I don't think they're up to the current year. So I would say be patient with that, because they are working on getting those forms filled out and getting, you know, all the audits and everything else that we typically would have to do back in line where they need to be. And I know that they are working on that very hard. So, but as a part of that, a 990 form, you can look up any nonprofit online and look at their 990. And it will tell you the breakdown, how many taxes they paid, how many employees that they have, what is the structure of the money that's going to the employees. It will all be there. We're just not there yet. And unfortunately, that's not controlled locally by us. So we just have to give them time to get it caught up. And I know they're working on it.
Thank you, David. Duane, you had a point of order?
Well, I'm going to withdraw the point of order, since it appears that Ted got the information he wanted. But I do want the public to
run the stack
as well. Well, I want to go on the stack.
You're next. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Teresa on the stack.
Okay. The 990 does not show a salary of individuals, because that is proprietary information as well as information that protects the sanctity of a person's. You open up a can of worms when you publish somebody's salary, unless it's a public figure, which is very obvious. Even the federal government and state governments and teacher positions are published, but they don't publish a specific person's salary. They publish a range of what
right,
the
and
teacher who starts,
and I will agree with
starts
that.
With, and what is the maximum salary for a worker if they go up the steps.
I would definitely agree with that, because if you look at it, you're right, and if you look at specific 990s, depending on if it's a university or whatever, they'll put down the president and the CEO and the upper uppers, and it's all done by department. You are right.
And as an
LRC
member, as a committee member, I don't have a right to know an individual's salary for various reasons, but I can understand why the member or the LSB or others would want to, but in the budget it stated how much we're paying for personnel, but we don't break that down for public consumption as to who's getting paid what, because then a future employer, if you apply for a job and you're negotiating a salary, they find out that you're being paid half of what you're requesting or maybe what you're worth, and they can use that in the negotiation. So it's unreasonable to expect you're going to find out a person's salary unless the controlled eyes and the limited eyes that any organization, whether it's a private corporation or a public corporation or a nonprofit, at the national level, if you're a national board member, you're on the finance committee, your eyes will see that. But on the local level, your eyes are not going to see it.
Thank you, Duane. Appreciate it. Teresa, go ahead.
Yes. I'm sorry if I didn't catch it when you explained it, but I would like to know how much money KPFT spent on credit card debt last year, what category I would see that in. I'm talking about, you know, past due credit card debt, and what we anticipate those charges would be upcoming, and whether we have a policy or a habit of, or do we plan to pay our credit card off in full every month moving forward?
Okay. So again, that question was not submitted because we asked about specific line items and what those codes meant. We would like to pay our credit card off every month, but our finances don't allow for that. So, again, that question where you're asking how much we spent, Teresa, that's not on here.
Can you tell me where I would find it? Is it in what bank?
You want to know how much we spent on our credit card, right?
I'd like to know how much we paid in, like, past due fees, like penalties.
Nothing. We don't pay anything. I pay it on time every month. You're
okay.
Implying that we don't pay our bills.
I don't know. I can't tell. So I had to ask because we have different stations borrowing money from us, and I'm wondering if that put us in a bind so we couldn't keep current with our bills. So that's why I'm asking. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just trying to find out.
Nobody's ever borrowed any money from KPFT.
I was under the impression that when WBAI and KPFK were past due or needed money for personnel to make payroll.
They've never borrowed a dime from KPFT. Never borrowed a dime.
Okay, Dwayne.
All right.
Thank you.
I'd appreciate if you want to know something, you ask instead of asking people that you think know. I'm the most interesting. I know the most about KPFT finances. You have a question? Ask. Don't just assume because you know what that does.
We'll have ample time to ask those questions as we create the 2022 budget, Markeisha. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anybody else for the stack here? Very good. Thank you for taking time to answer those questions. I know that some research
Nancy
and time went into that. So thank you.
Nancy,
I'm about to close this agenda item. Go ahead, Nancy.
Do you think we can afford some way to have our own Zoom account that we could use for all our board meetings and committee meetings and not have to depend on one of our board members?
How much is that, Nancy?
Account? I don't know. I mean, she has an account that can intake 3,000 people, but so it must be a very expensive account. But anyway, I just want to know if we could do that because it would be nice to have our own Zoom account because when we depend on, like, today we're doing Maestro, I mean, we can't see each other, and also sometimes there's problems posting, all kind of things. It would be nice
I'll look
if we
into
could have
it.
Our own.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
I'll look into it, and I'll let
plus,
you know how much
there's one other thing. Yeah, plus there's another thing. We had an attack by the KKK, supposedly. I mean, they addressed themselves as Ku Klux Klan, and that was never there was no investigation, or it was not reported to the FBI. I don't know if Paula was hesitant to do that or not. And it went posted on the kpfdx.org, and all of that, what they were yelling about the two black, the N-word was used, and about Ted. And they knew Ted's name. All that was not was deleted. It shows lack of responsibility to report a hate crime. And so we need to have our own account. That's all. Thank you.
Hang on.
Everybody. Yeah, excuse me. Hold on, please. Whoever's yelling, stop. The Zoom, looking into Zoom is a solid idea, but it's really not
the educational cost for that would be $1,800 a year.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. All right. Did I hear anybody else behind Nancy? Thank you. Okay, so I'm moving forward here to item 6 on our agenda.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, I believe that I heard our chair, Mr. Williams.
Yes, you did hear me, Adriana.
Thank you, Anisha. Can you please, Secretary, mark her as present? Thank you.
Demetrio, Demetrio.
Hold on.
What's your question?
Venetia, do you need the floor? Venetia?
All I was just going to say is that this name calling and threatening people and telling people what they're doing and they're not doing and you don't even understand how Zoom works, that has got to stop. It just has to stop, period. This blame game has to stop. You got a service somebody's providing for you for free. You think if you get it under KPFT, the same thing is not going to happen? We had nothing to do with that. And yes, hold on. What Markeisha said was true. When you want to know something, go to the person and ask them. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. I'm done.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark, I have a request of information and an offer of information.
What is it, Dwayne? Go ahead. Thank you.
I want to know whether or not the secretary has me marked present for this meeting.
That would be Teresa. Teresa, do you have Mr. Lark marked present, please?
I'm sorry, I've marked Venetia Williams here. I've worked.
No, Dwayne Lark. Is Dwayne Lark marked present?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne marked present.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. For information I'd like to offer, relative to David's number he just gave out with Zoom, my calculation researching Zoom and having a Zoom account is that it would cost the foundation, KPFT, $300 even for up to 300 members, 300 people to be online, and a $240 license that would allow recordings and archives and things of that nature. So that's a total of about $540. Plus, there's a 25% coupon for the first year on the site. So I think he may be speaking of another option, but I think that option would suffice for us, which is almost less than $40 a month.
Okay, maybe we need a motion to ask management to look into this and come back with a report.
Markeisha already agreed to look into it. We don't need a motion.
Okay, thank you. Markeisha, are you agreeable with that?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Moving forward. Looking at our next meeting, it would be advantageous to get a working draft of the 2022 budget. So we've gone over the template, and what I'm looking for are the pro forma numbers coming from David and Markeisha to be presented to this committee for our May meeting. Is that possible? Let me ask.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. With that information in mind,
you do realize that when you ask, we get done. So, absolutely, yes, we can make it happen.
Much better than my auto mechanic. Okay, thank you. So, next meeting, we'll have
question?
A working. Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
What is the time? The May meeting, you said.
We haven't established it yet. That's coming up.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So we skip down the new business. Giselle had a motion. Richard, can you restate your motion, please?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Richard. Go ahead.
Okay. I move that this finance committee at this time take nominations for permanent chair and secretary of this finance committee to be forwarded to Terry Goodman to be tabulated in time for the results to be announced at the beginning of this finance committee's next meeting.
Thank you, Richard. I think I had heard prior, as we were discussing this, an objection from someone. So are there any objections?
Well, Mr. Chair, there's no objection.
Bill's question.
You can't tell the teller when he's going to return the results. He creates the timeline based on his availability.
I would agree with that, Duane. Thank you for that observation. I think the nature of the motion is just to go ahead and get the names for permanent election and get that process started. Am I correct, Richard?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. We just eliminate the last part of the thing.
Thank you.
Get it back to it.
Okay. Are there any other objections?
Well, this bill is more a question. You know, do we really need to do that? You know, if nobody objects to letting their vote be made public, then it saves a lot of work for Terry Goodman and whoever he gets to help him do that.
Yeah,
it just seems like an unnecessary complication. And this is a subcommittee. You know, we're a committee of the LSB, which is a committee of the PNB. So do we really need to do that? Are people willing to do that?
Adriana, I've got you, Adriana. Go ahead.
Bill, I'm very sorry that you are saying so, but the bylaws say otherwise. And I believe that people are being intimidated with what they, I'm sorry, what's going on? When people need to vote, people have the right to vote secretly, like the bylaws say. And I think that is the only thing that needs to count here. The bylaws are very clear, and I don't know why you want to break it again. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. I appreciate your comment. Is there anybody else?
Yes, Nancy.
Chair, I raised the point of order.
Go ahead, Dwayne. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
The point of order is supposed to take precedence, but she covered some of the point of order, but I need to add that we're on the precipice of getting in compliance with CPB for 4 years, since 4 years. And they look at little things like that, that if your bylaws say that you're required to do a certain thing, then you can't just make a motion at a committee meeting of the LSB and move it aside, because as Adriana pointed out, there are some real serious reasons why you have elections that are not open. No matter if a person on this line wouldn't want to say, no, I disagree with the motioner. So I think that we need to be careful when we're trying to expedite and be so expeditious that we are putting ourselves back in the hole of sites, that potential site of CPB, of us not being in compliance.
Mary Ann for the staff.
Thank you, Duane. I really appreciate your comment. Go ahead, Mary Ann.
Well, I tend to agree with Bill. It just seems so much easier, and I really don't understand why it would have to be a secret. If somebody could explain to me what it says in the bylaws, because I'm not familiar with that section.
Rita to the stack.
Thank you, Rita. Ted, do you want to comment on the bylaws? Are you prepared to do that? Ted?
I think that Ted? We haven't heard from Rita, Mr. Chair. I'd like to hear what she has to say.
Rita, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With all of these laws that are now being proposed in our state senate and houses, this is, to me, voter suppression. To me, my vote is my business, and I don't have to tell anybody. And I think there is some pressure put on you when you know other people are hearing what you say. Your vote is your right. And my right is for me to have my vote and to have it secretly so that I don't feel that pressure of other people hearing it. I like the fact that I can give my vote through this, through the electronic means where we go by ballot. I think it protects the privacy of the voter, and is something that I think we need to uphold since we profess to be such a progressive station.
Thank you, Rita. Good points. Okay, there's a motion on the floor from Richard. The motion is to gather up names for election of permanent chair and secretary and send them on to Terry Goodman. And I'm inclined to agree with everybody that this is our normal process and we shouldn't deviate from that. Now, if anybody would like to challenge that, Bill, you made a comment. You didn't try to amend any motion. So from a parliamentary position, this motion stands on the floor. Are there any?
Okay, I'll withdraw my objection. I'll just say, but it's not the way we usually do it. The way we usually do it is just we put the names on a piece of paper when we used to have regular in-person meetings, and we count them there in the meeting. But
it's the
okay, since there's objections, I'll stay quiet.
You're taking Mr. Chair, taking a line from the parliamentarian that we pay at the national level. He has a saying that because we've done something that wasn't necessarily right or in compliance, doesn't mean that we should continue to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you, unless you get more money from your tax return. Okay. Let's see. So if there are no objections, then nominations then are open for, we'll start with chair. I will step
Susie.
Up and volunteer. Go ahead, Susie.
Susie. I volunteer Adriana for chair.
Thank you. Are there nominations?
This is Lyndon. This is Lyndon. I would like to nominate Sandy for chair.
Second.
Thank you. We don't need a second. We're in a committee meeting. This time I'll say it. Adriana, are you willing to run as service chair? Just checking.
No, I really appreciate it, but I would not. Thank you, Susie. I will not.
Okay.
Other nominations?
Mr. Chair, I think you'll be recognized.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
If there are no additional nominations, and obviously someone can speak after I release the floor, if there are no further nominations, then that would preclude, for all practical purposes, a need for a formal vote because we only have one person running. So I relent.
I agree.
Yield back.
Okay, the Goodman household, thank you. All right, thank you. So if it's okay, then by acclamation, I will continue as chair until impeached. Nominations for secretary.
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I nominate Adriana Casanave.
Thank you. Other nominations, please.
Richard, I'll nominate Teresa Allen.
Thank you, Richard. Any other nominations?
Chair, I raise for a point of order.
Yes, go ahead, Wayne.
Mr. Chair, it's not the custom nor tradition nor consistent with Robert's rules of order that an individual who's holding a position of officer in an organization would hold the second position of officer in an organization. So I don't believe Teresa is qualified by that fact.
I'd like to say you're absolutely correct, but I have no idea.
She's the treasurer of this organization, and she would be writing the minutes of this organization. All that just reeks wrong.
Mr. Chair,
okay.
This is Sandra. May I have the floor?
Go ahead, Sandra. Thank you.
Does Adriana accept the nomination as secretary of the KPFT Finance Committee?
I was going to get
to
that.
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank
you. Yes, I do.
Now we've got anything
okay,
else,
thank
Andrew?
You, Adriana, and thank you, Teresa.
Teresa, we'd have to look into the rules on conflict, but Dwayne raises a valid point.
Bill, for the sec.
Go ahead, Bill.
I think this has happened before, so I don't think there's a problem, but I'd like to nominate Richard Giselle to be secretary.
Richard, do
get
you
him
accept
back at
that
me, are you? Not at this time.
Richard, do you accept that nomination? No? Yes?
Not at this time.
Thank you very much. That's what I thought. Okay, so far we have two names and one possibly is in conflict. Anybody else?
This is Teresa. May I respond?
Go ahead, Teresa.
In regard to Dwayne Lark's comment that it reeks of impropriety for me to serve as secretary, I believe it would not be proper for the treasurer to be. I'm not even sure that the treasurer couldn't be. I don't think it's a. I do not feel it's a conflict or impropriety to serve as secretary.
All right. So.
Let me say one other thing.
When I do minutes,
the committee will be approving them. So I would think that if the committee feels there's an impropriety, then they can take it from there. And anyone can listen to the tape of the meeting to determine that the minutes are correct.
Exactly.
Thank you, Teresa.
And Bill, please stack again.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Ted Weiskel, are you still on the call?
I am.
Okay, so there's an issue concerning Robert's rules and what somebody might call a separation of duties or powers here. Teresa is our treasurer, and Dwayne has brought up the fact there may be a conflict if she serves as secretary of this committee. Is there anything in Robert's rules that you can identify immediately? And if not, I would propose that we hold off on the election of treasurer until we have time to research this and move it to the May meeting.
You mean secretary?
Our secretary, yes, I'm sorry.
I would, someone who has served as parliamentarian, I would throw it back at Dwayne Lark to ask him to identify something in the book that says it. I don't know of anything.
So, again, Dwayne, are you still objecting to putting Teresa in?
Absolutely. It's obviously a power grab, but relative to Ted's point, I will refer the matter to the National Board Governance Committee. If she is elected, I will make a motion.
Okay, all right.
Investigate.
Let's stop, okay? Stop for a moment, and let's just move this off into May. We're going to wait one more month, and we'll continue on a pro tem basis, which means as we start next meeting, I will ask for nominations as I did when we started this meeting. Is that okay with everybody? And in that month, Dwayne, since you brought it up, why don't you seek clarification from that committee?
I make that commitment.
Thank you for doing
question.
So.
Question, Richard?
Go ahead, Richard.
This would only tie up the secretary's election, right? The chair election has already been taken care of.
Pretty much, yes.
It's either taken care of or it's not taken care of. Let's put the business we've done aside and deal with what's still to be done. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Any other items of new business?
Move we adjourn.
Hang on. Hearing none. Is there anybody from the public that's on this call that would like to comment? You don't need to give a name. Just speak up. Okay. It's just like
Nancy,
my radio
with a request for information.
Go ahead, Nancy.
What is the time and date, you know, the May meeting, date and time?
Glad you asked. Glad you asked that, because that's item 9. That's the next item on the agenda. So, Markeisha, you're centric to this committee's moving forward. Let's look at the month of May. And again, all you KPFTX whizzes out there, I'm going to need your guidance here. Is May 4th a good day for you, Markeisha?
Yes, it's fine for me.
Thank you. If there are no objections, I'd like to schedule for Tuesday, May 4th at 4 p.m.
Sandy, may I be heard?
Go ahead, Ted.
I am the advisor to a Interact club at DeBakey High School. They meet at this time. I missed their meeting today. I'm also a chair of a committee at the local, with the Education Committee of the Rotary Club of Herman Park. The executive committee was meeting starting at 5 o'clock. Tuesdays are a horrible day for me. Thursday or Friday is much better, and I won't have to miss two other meetings.
Thank you, Ted. At the risk of pissing somebody else off, how about Thursday, May 6th, Markeisha?
Let me check.
Thank you.
Well,
I am not available that day. No.
Pardon me?
I'm not available that day.
Okay.
Well, thank you, because that's a meeting of the PMB, and I don't want to do 8 hours of meetings with y'all.
I don't blame you.
Could we meet the week before or the week after on a Thursday?
No, because the PMB meet every Thursday.
Right. Look, Ted, I have a sense of urgency here. We're going to be handed a document that we're going to start working from. And in all difference, we're many members on this committee. And I think as we go through and try to find a date that works for everybody, we may be pushing out too far. So I'd like to stick with May the 4th. And if you want to attend this meeting in place of some of the other activities that you have, then that's fine. And if not, then we understand and we'll give you an excused absence.
Nancy, with a request?
Yes, Nancy.
How about Monday the 3rd?
Markeisha?
Monday's not good, no.
Let's just stick with the 4th. I appreciate it, Nancy, Ted, and everybody else with the concern about the time or the day. But, you know, we've got to look at the whole objective here and create this budget. That's the number one thing. So, again, if this is your priority, make it that. And if something else is more important, I encourage you to go with what is important to you. This is all volunteer activity. So, Tuesday, May 4th, then 4 p.m. Teresa, please note that, and if possible, get with Otis and go make sure it goes up on KPFTX.
All right, consider it done.
Thank you. And with that, I'll ask if anybody wants to adjourn.
I'm going to
adjourn.
Had to sink in. Thank you, everybody, for attending. I appreciate it. And
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Markeisha, David, and thank you, Sandy.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
Stay safe. Yep.